Dear Chicago.
Down set.
Drove to Chicago.
Listen to the drop.
8 and 10 to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time.
Open up, Hot Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is April 21st, 2011.
Episode 350.
Oh my god, y'all. 350. 350.
It's almost like 400.
But not really.
It's almost 500.
Not really.
And then it's almost 1,000.
Mm. I can imagine.
You know what's coming up soon? Shows.
What?
Anniversary!
Anniversary.
Anniversary.
We have some messages, and thank you very much, but we need you guys to go ahead and send in some messages.
We need more.
206-984-3685, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, or...
Oh, or follow us on Twitter. At,
no.
What?
Email.
Sorry, I was typing in the stuff in the notes. Or you can email me at jamesorfm@gmail.com.
Yes, so we need you to go ahead and do that. We have like 8 calls. Next Friday is our anniversary.
And one's for my friend in San Diego.
Apparently, we may be getting a call from Jujubee, which that would be awesome. Wait, you didn't do it.
By the way, what I was doing was doing my excited face.
God, Jesus. Excuse me, y'all. So today we're going to start out by celebrating Earth Day.
A celebration.
And we're using all kinds of electricity to do this today.
Heck yeah. No, we're really not because we have a guy running on a treadmill.
Mm-hmm. And rats. We have rats everywhere.
We got rats.
And cockroaches everywhere. You guys may hear some traffic today. The windows are down, but they're like replacing all the corner sidewalks. I don't know why they replaced the corner ones.
You know why?
Why?
Because of safety and with wheelchair access and stuff. You see that little stubby thing in the corner? That's what they're doing.
The orange things?
The orange things. They're putting those.
But I thought all of them had them already.
No.
Oh. Well, I guess you really don't pay attention unless you have a...
You just got learned.
I just got taught, y'all. So, Friday the 22nd is Earth Day.
Earth Day.
How long have they been celebrating Earth Day? Since like the 70s,
since
right?
Since the beginning of time.
Let's look it up, y'all. Let's look up a fact.
Yeah, Earth Day is awesome.
Everyone should take part and do something.
Plant a tree. Clean up a park. There's that park that's down the street that they're gonna do,
right? Which we both looked at it. We're like, it doesn't even need to be clean. It's already clean.
It's already clean. It's a dog park. I'm sure it gets cleaned often.
Let's see when the first Earth Day was. I think it was in the 70s.
That would make sense.
Damn hippies.
1970.
Good job.
And it was international in 1990 in 141 nations.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
Hmm.
You rock my world.
You rock our world, y'all.
Rock it hard.
April 22nd, 1970.
Nice.
It's weird to know that there were actually environmentalists, like, in the 70s. I mean, people were smoking with no problems.
It's weird
to
think that people were there in the 70s.
I know. Like, that was like 7 years before I was born.
Oh, my God. They didn't even have cell phones.
Right. How am I supposed to do anything? I don't... How do I do directions?
Being social? I just don't get it.
No, I'd rather text. Text. And if I had to read a map of downtown Chicago, I would be in so much fucking trouble.
She would be the gayest thing out there right now.
I would be... Oh, it's already bad enough that
You'd
I have my
so
phone.
Asian.
Oh.
Where you go? Where you go?
I don't know. I don't know. Two, please.
Oh, No. Do you want black or white?
Two, please.
Ooh.
What? Hot man? Oh, chunky butt down there. And he's walking
Andy's
a dog.
Walking a doggy. Double points.
So tomorrow's Earth Day. So we thought we would start out with a little quiz we had out in the red eye.
A little quiz.
Can we give a prize? Do you think we should give a prize?
No, because we'll just tell the answers now.
No, I want somebody to write in and tell us. Anyone other than someone in Chicago.
Yeah, because
this is
cheaters.
Not online, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, the Red Eyes online?
Yeah. Damn it.
Well, fuck.
We'll just talk and say, wow, that was surprising. I didn't
That's
realize.
That's so shocking.
I am surprised.
I can't tell
I did not expect that.
Stop eating my nuts.
Technically,
they're
my nuts.
Joe's. They're Joe's nuts.
So I went to Trader Joe's today because everyone has this huge hype about it. Oh, God, you got to go to Trader Joe's. Got to go to Trader Joe's. First of all, it's like the size of this apartment.
Yeah, Trader Joe's is not
what
that
the
big.
Fuck?
Here's the thing with Trader Joe's. It's like a specialty store sometimes because it's like you go there for special items.
There's nothing special. They have macaroni and cheese. They have noodles.
It's Trader Joe's special.
Well, whatever. So I have the Wasabi Wow mix. Has almonds, peanuts, cranberries, and wasabi peas. It's pretty interesting. Sweet and hot at the same time.
Just like us.
I'm the sweet one.
I'm the hot one, too.
I'm the fat one. I'm the fat one.
That's for you Chicago sidetrack people.
Ow, itchy. Y'all, I got a haircut this week.
Yeah, we can't really tell.
Well, it's like I had a hat on today, so.
No, it looks very even.
It is very even. When I got out of the shower, I was like, wow, my hair is very even.
That's how I feel sometimes.
So Earth Day, people.
Get back on track. Okay, so this is what it is. It says, which uses less energy? And it's comparing different little things. And you really need to like quiet it down with these damn little noises.
This is my damn show. I will do what the fuck I want to do. And if that means belch in a microphone, I will.
How did you like my belch earlier?
It was pretty awesome. It was like 5 minutes long.
It's awesome. Me and my sister have belching contests sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And she has the girth, whereas I have the length. She's got that. Oh, you know, she's like.
You got the length.
I know.
Lucky.
At least mine's not half cuts.
Havsies.
Did I? Oh yeah, I did talk about that.
You
want to
go havsies? By the way, thanks everyone for compliments on my laugh. It makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Except for you guys, got to see the big part when he laughs. He's like, and throws his head back.
I throw my head back because when I laugh,
I throw my head back and forth. I throw my head back and forth.
I honestly, I was listening to the cover the other day, the rock one.
Uh-huh.
I really like that version.
Let's see, have a little bit of facts here. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, the share of residential electricity consumed by appliances and electronics in homes rose from 17% to 31% during the past 3 decades.
Jeez.
Wow. So if you really want to go green, you might consider air drying your hair or was that one of the questions? We can't do that one.
Damn it.
Well, we're giving the answers anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they won't be surprised. Whoa.
I'm surprised.
Back up. Did you spit up something? Yeah. Oh, it's on your tongue. Spit into the microphone. That's disgusting.
Did we need this for you?
Nope. Not anymore. All right. So, which uses less energy? Wake up with a clock radio or make toast for breakfast after you do?
I'm making toast.
Wrong.
Oh, no.
You suck. Actually, waking up with a clock radio, you just... What is this in?
Megahertz, I think.
Is it?
Volts.
Volts, maybe? Because it doesn't really say in the description. Oh, in watts. Answers in watts. Clock radio uses 10 watts, whereas the toaster uses 8 to 1400 watts. Jesus Christ. Yes, that's correct. I can read, Ricky.
Oh, I thought we were saying which one's worse. Are we doing worse or better?
Which uses less energy?
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
So, which uses less energy, Ricky? Dry your hair or warm up the leftovers in the microwave?
Warming up leftovers.
Hallelujah, you're correct.
That's correct.
Can I get Mickey Mouse to tell me I'm correct?
That is correct. Hey, everybody.
Who else can you do? Oh, Donald, right? That should be the noise that we do every time you say your name. Every time we say somebody's name, it should be just that.
I can also do Dr. Claw.
Dang you, Inspector Gadget. I'll get you next time.
All right, next question. I think Mickey Mouse should ask it.
Huh? What? Watch a movie on the DVD player? Or surf the web on your laptop? Huh?
Less energy laptop.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Let me find out the watt usage. Your DVD player does 20 to 25, and your laptop does 50.
Just like me. I do 50.
Men.
Year old.
Ew.
Colonel Sanders?
Which uses less energy? Relax beneath a ceiling fan? And I assume that ceiling fan is running. Or ironing your clothes?
Ironing clothes.
Incorrect. God, you suck.
I don't know my earth day, y'all.
The ceiling fan only uses 65 to 175 watts. Whereas the iron uses 1,000 to 1,800.
Damn, you don't even use it that long.
I know.
How long is the fan running for?
Ever.
That's earth day, y'all. Whee!
Is that paper just like...
The paper is just everywhere now.
Yeah, I'll clean it up. Lala, I didn't make a mess of your apartment, I swear.
So
that's Earth Day.
For Earth Day, you guys, you know, I really think it's
Jesus.
Important. Was that out there?
Yeah, yes.
I think it's really important.
Jesus.
You're all looking around.
Oh my God, what closed?
I am a firm believer in recycling, and I'm glad that Lauren and I do recycle. It's kind of a pain awesome. To kind of recycle here, but
Chicago sucks with recycling.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard
possible. You just have to pretty much do it in your house. And then, I mean, we have containers in the alley.
Yeah. I mean, with what our properties provide, we provide a service where we can recycle and we just have a company pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
And apparently the city does ones, twos, and threes.
Mm-hmm.
Whole Foods recycles fours, fives, and sixes. So you can collect those and take them to Whole Foods and they recycle them.
Just to let you know. Recycle, y'all.
Right. It's either Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. One of those. I don't know which one it is. I'll have to ask Lauren.
What's that?
Lala, Lauren, tell us.
Tell us, Lala. What is Captain Planet's slogan? What they say at the end?
Earth. Wind.
No, not that. Not the kids. He says it at the end once they defeat all the guys again.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Damn it.
I used to watch that
one. Captain Planet, he's a hero.
Eat something, something back to zero.
My powers combined.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you I wanted to do that for Halloween one year?
Captain Planet.
Yeah. How awesome would that be? Are these your cracks?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I want to be Heart.
The guy with the monkey.
The group. The group. All right. So what else we got to talk about? Oh, Friday. Last Friday, I went to go see actually George and I. This is like what? George and I is like fourth or sixth
fifth,
time.
Seventh. 20th.
So we went to go to Pequod's, which is a really good pizza place. It's awesome.
Where is that?
Right up here on Webster and Clark? Is that what?
Maybe.
I think it's Webster and Clark. Okay. Is Clark diagonal?
Sometimes.
A diagonal street?
It's north-south, but it goes diagonal sometimes.
Oh, confused.
Let's turn that down.
Turn your music off.
It's my peeps down in Lakeland, Florida, talking about they're going out tonight. In the Facebook group.
Oh.
We went to Pequod's and ordered a deep dish pizza. It was fucking delicious. I'm going to have to leave a Yelp review for them.
Do it.
It's a mediocre one because I ordered garlic cheese bread and we ordered our pizza like 15 minutes before we actually sat. So you can order your pizza while you're waiting to be seated.
Right.
So once we got seated, she got our drinks and I said, oh, you know, we'll take garlic cheesy bread or whatever because it takes a while for the pizza to be cooked. Yeah, the pizza comes out and then like 30 seconds later, the cheese bread comes out. And I'm like, no, I don't want that.
What?
I told him to send it back.
Really?
Yeah, because I wanted it before the pizza got there.
God, you're such a diva.
I was hungies.
So you fucking eat it too.
No. Sent it back. No!
No, I will not eat
it. It's an appetizer, not...
A duringtizer.
Not a dessert. Or a side item. No!
Shit. If you guys didn't know, Ricky's a diva.
Look.
No. No.
James.
No.
I almost said your real name. James LeRoy and Bill and Josh and Kevin. I go out with everybody. But every time we go somewhere.
Yes, you do.
Every time we go somewhere, I have a few things that I like. Like at Chili's, I like to get the chicken club tacos, no rice, but with fries. With jalapenos and ranch dressing on the side.
And he wants the server to take it to him naked.
Except for if it's a woman, then no. When I go to Starbucks, I get a grande iced caramel macchiato, light ice, extra caramel. They make fun of me because, oh, I have to be so different. Where else did we go last time that I got something like completely like... It was just special ordered or whatever. And you're like, God, you're such a queen.
Don't be a drag. Just be a queen.
I know what I like. And I'm going to get it the way I want it because I'm paying for it.
Well, yeah. But at the same time, I mean.
And they don't even listen. They brought the dinner out at Chili's and they still brought me a fucking
here's
rice.
The thing. Here's the thing with that guy at Chili's. He was horrendous.
Well, he was scared because he was at a table of five homos.
Okay. No, he literally, you didn't even see his face when he walked over.
Uh-huh.
Because you and Bill's backs were to him. And uh-huh. So he walks over and he does one of those, oh God. Like looks. He's just like, oh.
Does he not realize the gaze tip well? If you treat him good.
That night.
No.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that Josh asked for light ice. And they brought in my light ice, and the glass was half empty.
Oh my God. Josh and I ordered the pomegranate margaritas, and Josh, he's like, can I just, he's, I loved how you were encouraged. This was the second one because the first one didn't have any, like, uh-huh. It had all ice.
Uh-huh.
And then the second one, he was like, yeah, just, can I make sure we have light ice on that? He's like, yeah, sure. The bartender makes it, and it's like halfway. Like, it's just like, looks like someone.
I was like, I touched the glass and I was like, I would have had to send. No. That's not what I ordered.
No. Oh, man.
Which their margaritas really aren't even that strong. I mean, it's probably like a premix anyway, so.
I
don't want to drink margaritas for a long time since Garcia's.
Drink your soul.
Which we're not going tonight.
No, we're going to make some stew. I made some stew, y'all.
In a crock pot.
In a crock pot. Do you like how I did that? In a crock pot. C-R-O-C.
In a cock pot.
In a cock pot.
Where were we going?
Tonight?
No. What? Where were we going with the story? What did we originally start with?
Oh, your special order shit.
Oh, but then George and I went to go see Arthur, which I'm really not into what's-his-face. Focus, are you on the phone?
No. I'm playing with the cord. I don't know his name. It's the British guy, though.
Yeah, Brand. What's
Russell.
Russell Brand. I'm really not into him. He was all right in the movie. It was a pretty good movie.
I think he's disgusting.
Yeah.
Sorry, Katy Perry.
No, well, she's pretty gross, too. She probably smells like glitter and...
Sweat.
Pee.
No, that's...
And probably, like, syphilis. Rotten syphilis.
Does that have a smell?
I'm pretty sure it does. It
smells like mushrooms.
It smells like crazy. Isn't syphilis the one that makes you go crazy?
I don't know.
Yeah, if it's untreated, it makes you go crazy.
Really?
One of the presidents died of that, I think.
That's sad.
So we went to go see Arthur, and then that was about it on Friday.
Was Arthur good?
Yeah, I haven't seen the original, so I can't compare it to that.
Okay.
This one was pretty good.
Cool.
It had Helen, what's her face in it? The old lady that was in Helen.
She was in Red.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a good movie. When I went and saw Red, though, I was like the youngest person by like a good 30 years. It was all these old people.
Well, all those people like know her or know the characters.
You know, probably a lot of sex with her, too.
Oh, rude.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. What you trying to say?
She's a slut.
Isn't she the one that played the queen also? Didn't she play the queen in the latest movie? Queen Elizabeth?
Oh, I don't know. She might have, but she also played in a... what was the new Shakespeare movie that just came out? But Russell Brand was in that, too.
In the Shakespeare movie?
Yeah. It was a Shakespeare show. Bill and I went to it a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Anyway. Back on track.
So, back on track, y'all. Oh, so I kind of skipped a Saturday because I already talked about the Chili's thing.
Well, Saturday we went to Chili's, and then afterwards we went and saw Scream 4! Woo!
Which was
hella awesome.
Really good.
Except for the part where the sound went out.
Oh, for like, what, 5 minutes?
Probably a good 5 minutes. You know, the nice thing is they did replay it.
They rewound it.
And that part where they almost ran into the car was so much better with sound.
Right.
Because we're just
scared
there.
The shit out of me.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, God. But it was good. It was good. I really liked it a lot. I would definitely recommend people go and check it out.
That's like, and dealing with sound, that's one reason why when I was in high school, I had like, you know, there was like a deaf kid there. And when I would talk with him, you know, he was like, well, I really don't watch scary movies because they're kind of stupid. I'm like, well, why do you think they're stupid? And he goes, well, it's just not scary to me. But then I realized, well, it's probably because he can't hear the music of when something happens.
Yeah, the sound effects. The sound effects make you jump.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Well, it's a combination.
So he was cute too. I remember him.
I had a guy that was in my high school who was deaf. I found out on Facebook later that he's gay too.
Mm.
He's in upstate New York right now.
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's okay.
Your type or my type?
No.
Neither one?
No. No.
Was it like armless or something?
No, you just can't hear. No, he's
I would date a person that can't hear.
I would too. I'm teasing. He's no, he's just not.
Even though I don't know
more,
sign language.
He's more twinky.
Mm.
But not.
Like super twink?
No.
Because I like skinny boys.
It's like muscular twink, but not but not really. But like it's just weird. His head seems really big compared to his body now. I don't know. So, yeah. Anyway, Saturday.
So, do you want to talk while I go get something to drink?
Fine.
What do I talk about? How long have we been going?
We're at 22, 3, 4.
You can talk about...
None of the show notes pertain to me now.
Okay, I'll wait. I can wait 6 minutes.
Yeah, you can.
So, Scream 4. it was awesome how they started it.
That was...
Stab 6. Oh, I probably shouldn't say anything. We really can't talk about it because people probably haven't seen it yet.
Whatever.
It's only been out a week.
Well, too bad.
Damn. I want to talk about it. We'll wait till next week to talk about it.
We can talk about it on the next episode because then they'll have time.
But that comes out on Monday or Tuesday, right?
I don't care. You have the weekend now.
We'll put in the show notes. Scream for...
Spoiler alert.
Let's fuck it. Let's talk about it now. So,
So Neve, if you want to watch Scream, fast forward a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably up until the end, because this is probably the last thing we're going to talk about.
Yeah,
right?
It's true.
Because, oh, we really don't have a lot of stuff to talk about.
No, it's all good.
Or we have a couple things to talk about, but we can add it on to the next show.
Exactly.
So Scream 4, I think it was really good.
Uh-huh.
It was funny. It was scary. It was ridiculous. It was serious.
Yeah.
I think the ending plot was kind of weird. I
expected it. I expected the first character.
I knew it would be like a...
Combination.
A combination of things, but I wasn't expecting one of the characters, which is one of the main characters, but... Should we just say?
No.
No, we're not going to say. Okay. There's some really good quotes in it.
Hell yeah.
There is a hate crime.
So, oh my God. Okay, so during the part where they're talking about the new scary movies and all this kind of
rules,
stuff, the rules of the new scary movies, it was so funny because one of the characters, like, basically nowadays, you know, oh, by the way, so there's five of us in a row and watching this movie, and the guy was like, so now, pretty much nowadays, the only thing that's going to guarantee you not to be killed in a scary movie is if you're gay. And we're all just like, hey!
Right. And then Kevin and I was like, hey, what? And high-five each other.
It was awesome. And then later on, that... anyway.
That same time.
Yeah, he was... So now you know he's not the killer. Right. But he was getting stabbed.
And real,
he was he's getting stabbed real stabbed. Bad. And the killer was right above him. And he's like, wait, I'm gay.
If that helps.
And he's like... Killer's like, no.
You're dead
to me.
I have to say Courtney Cox looked good. Nev Campbell looked good.
Yeah. Dewey?
Okay. You know what? He lost his limp. What happened with that?
I think he might have
had
healed.
A limp in the second and third one.
Yeah, but this is also...
A decade later.
Yeah.
15 years later than the original.
When they didn't have cell phones.
I know, which is really weird. We were talking about that, how back in 1994, 96, the movie came out, and I think there were cell phones, but no one had them.
Not in the movie.
Nope. No, I didn't even know anybody that had a cell phone then. Did you? No. Well, you were like three, so I guess
I was not. Also in Nebraska. We just got the toilet indoors last year.
Y'all talk through ears of corn.
No.
They listen, but they don't talk back. Get it, ears. This show sucks. We have a phone call. Let's do it. Hold on. Here we go.
Which phone call?
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys.
Sound like a chant.
Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Okay, so here we go. This phone call is from my mama.
It's from your mom?
Mm-hmm.
For calling.
How you turn it off?
That was my mama, y'all.
Oh my God.
Did you like that?
Is that really your mom?
No. That's really Big Fatty.
Is that Big Fatty? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of, you're gonna have to start listening to some podcasts. Big Fatty is one of them. PNS Explosion.
P-I-N-C.
Yes, Pod is my co-pilot, and Taylor just wanted to let me know that you needed to listen, and he wants to rape you.
I thought you said make out.
Whatever, same thing.
Ooh, just don't rape my face.
He has an uncut soul.
Who?
You.
What? No.
And it spits a lot of herd.
Rude.
All right, so we have two more phone calls. So what time are we at?
29.
We're going to end it right now, and we'll play the other two on the next show. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 for a five-year anniversary.
5 years!
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or email me at jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
Follow me on Twitter by looking for Foul Monkeys.
Or me at jamesleroyfm.
And follow us on our Facebook fan page.
Yeah.
Why do I have difficulties with that?
I just don't understand.
You can follow us on Tumblr at
foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
And we still want five-year anniversary wishes and emails and stuff. So please, 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 please,
please,
please. Oh, please give it to us.
I want you to make me squirt. So the 5-year anniversary is
special. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to fucking square.
No, the 5-year anniversary episode is going to be big.
And it's going to come. It's actually going to be on the 5-year anniversary.
It'll be on the 5-year anniversary.
It sure will.
Anniversarium. Yeah. Anniversarium stuffs.
So, yeah, we will talk with you guys later. Love you.
Love you, mean it.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
How about Chicago? I could be there.